In the past month, I've become a huge cliche. As I stood at the window watching my gardener pull up the driveway in his beat-up Ford Ranger, I wondered how I became this. I guess it's easy when your husband's never home. It's easy when he's much older and has decided he doesn't want to fuck as much as you. On my back with the lights off is what I got twice a month. And if he went limp in the middle of that, I could recite his speech about stress at work perfectly, and silently did so in the dark quite often. I loved my husband, but really struggled with his lack of interest for what seemed like an eternity. And I finally gave up the day I met Mike. My husband had decided we should change lawn services. And I will never forget the day Mike came by to give an estimate. In the shower that night with my dildo, I remembered his strong, thick legs, walking through the yard, his well-defined ass in his jeans, and the way his black t-shirt fit tight across his wide chest, outlining the definition. I slid my toy in deep, squeezing my tits as I imagined his body all over mine. Imagining riding his thick piece until my thighs burned. Picturing his semen smeared all over my sweaty body. This session was made all the hotter by the fact that my husband lay in the next room completely oblivious that his young wife was imagining fucking another man. This aspect seared into me. It put a clean edge on the blade. I was just so tired of feeling like I wasn't desired. I was craving that sweltering lust. I stood at the upstairs bedroom window and watched him walk to the back of the yard. He's in camo cutoffs and an old Marilyn Manson t-shirt. I put my hand inside my shirt and pinch my nipples, making them hard. I take my whole breast and squeeze it. I'm only half conscious I'm touching myself. He is so unbelievably thick. His chest and back are surely suffocating in the tightness of his shirt. I want him so bad. And I feel my pussy getting hot and wet, preparing itself for an onslaught of friction from a thick, hard cock. He gets all the tools he needs from the shed at the back of the yard, and as he walks towards the pool, I can see the sweat start to trickle down his face. It's also made a small stain at his stomach, and I can see his dark, Latin skin through the white of the shirt. I walk out to the pool, and he tries to pretend he doesn't see me, but he is a liar. I see his eyes looking up in my direction, even though his head's down. He's bent over a broken rake, trying to fix it with a well-placed screw. This isn't the first time he's been subjected to my presence. He's seen my tiny thong under my skirt as I bent over at the fridge to get him a soda. He's seen me sunbathe while he cleans the pool, watched me rub the slick oil over my body. I hope his stomach's in knots, knowing I'm coming his way. I hope he feels dizzy at the rush of blood to his cock. Stand up straight, let me see. Let me imagine my wet, full lips around its silky sweetness while your hands press on the back of my head.
Hi, Mrs. X.
He straightens up. He can't even look me in the eye. He smiles and looks at his feet. God, I love it when they're unsure of themselves. So much to play with. You know, we can just buy a new rake. Don't worry about it. He smiles and rubs his head. His body is exquisite. Its proportions are like sculpture. His upper body is so thick and defined. All I can think about right now is his naked chest against my small frame. I want him to overtake me and pick me up in his arms, to back me against something solid, spreading my legs and pushing my thin shorts aside. I don't bite either. This elicits a short chuckle from him. Not unless you want me to. So, you're a Marilyn Manson fan?
I like him, yeah.
His voice was tight. He's all right, I guess. I have to be in the mood for it, though. Am I making you uncomfortable?
Yeah, a little.
His dark eyes looked right into mine, and he smiled, looking down again, checking to make sure his cock wasn't pressing too suspiciously on the zipper of his shorts. How old are you? I rested against an old picnic table, its demise triggered by termites.
23.
Why do I make you uncomfortable? You're a 23-year-old man who I'm sure has been with a few women. I'm sure you've been flirted with before. So, what is it about me that makes you nervous?
I can't think around you. I try to come and take care of things when I think you won't be here. My mind isn't exactly on work when you're here.
Oh? What is it on then? Me?
Yeah, you. Mr. X would fire me if he knew the things I think about when I'm working.
Oh, well, there's a lot of things Mr. X doesn't know. I sat on top of the picnic table, putting my feet on the seat. My legs were open just enough for him to tell through the space my shorts left that I wasn't wearing any underwear. My pussy was so wet from being near to him. I knew it could have easily started down the tender flesh of my inner thigh just below my lips. I saw him glance there and looked directly at him. I never had much to work with in the breast department, but I knew where they all wanted to be. Deep inside there. I put my hands behind me on the table and crossed my legs and smiled at him slowly. He stood in front of me and I could feel the heat coming off him. And his hard cock through his shorts wasn't insuspicious anymore. He was resting his hands on the top of the rake and placed his forehead down on top of them. Come closer to me. After a slow pause, he laid the rake aside and pulled his gloves off his large hands. The sweat had trickled down his arms and was running over the veins corded there on top of the muscle. Give in. Realize you're at the point of no return and give in. It'll feel so incredibly good. I spread my legs again slightly. Where would you like to kiss me first?
I'd start on your mouth.
Do it then. Start on my mouth. He bent forward, keeping his body away from me. I could smell his thick hair before his lips touched mine. Shampoo, a dusty shed, and sweat, in that order. His mouth started shyly at first, until I pushed my tongue against his lips. There was a flash fire, and his mouth was fully opened, and delving back with his warm, slick tongue. I pulled away. Where next? Where would you put your mouth? He was breathing heavily.
Down your neck, to your breasts.
Take my shirt off and do it. He came inches closer and kissed the side of my neck, taking small nips with his teeth. He was so eager to get to my tits, he pulled my shirt down in front. No, take it off. He pulled it over my head. Here I was in the back of my yard, on top of a rotting picnic table, chest naked with him. Oh, his soft, full lips on my nipples, sucking, pulling, watching the wetness left behind. Take your shirt off. I want to see you. I want to see your chest. He backed away from me and pulled his shirt over his head. Such a peculiar way men do that. You know, crossing their arms in front and pulling up and over, placing their arms in such a position as to flex every muscle in them on the way up, leaning their head and shoulders forward just enough to flex their abs. I saw a bead of sweat run down his stomach into the black hair there. He threw his shirt in the dirt. He came towards me again, and I put my foot up against his chest and held him back. The shorts. Get rid of them. I spread my legs wide and watched him unbutton, unzip, and pull them down along with his underwear. He stepped out of his shoes, pulled his socks off, and kicked it all aside. He was a god. Deep tan skin, dark hair all over his chiseled body, powerful thighs, and all this mine. This body, mine, right now to fuck. His cock stood up straight against his stomach. That I hadn't seen in some time. This was a cock that was thrilled to be young and strong and had no intention of wasting a second of its life. My mouth watered when I looked at it. The glistening head, the small bead of fluid running down the side into a vein underneath. All this delicious. Now, where do you want your mouth?
I want to suck your pussy.
Come here. Say that in my ear. Arms around me, hot cock pressed against my stomach, and his hand on the back of my head, pressing my ear to his mouth.
I want to suck your pussy.
Hot breath, rasping whisper. I laid back on the table and let him pull my shorts down and watched him toss them away and spread my legs. He spread the lips of my pussy and bent down to lick my clit. There was nothing in the world that could accurately simulate a real-life tongue there. Nothing. Everything else I had ever tried paled horribly. Put your lips around it, your whole mouth on it, and suck. He took everything into his mouth, just like I wanted. Lips, clit, everything. Sucking it in and running his tongue over it. My pussy was aching to be filled with his cock. Literally. The muscles inside grasping at nothing. It was a sweet pain I needed remedied right away. I wasn't going to wait. I didn't want his tongue delving in anymore. No fingers. I wanted his cock. Now. The shed door was open, and I decided I wanted to be fucked against a wall, not on a crumbling picnic table. I wanted him standing in front of me, between my legs. I brought his head up and kissed him deeply, smelling myself on his face. I want you to fuck me inside the shed, against the wall. I walked in front of him and turned around to watch him stalking towards me. He had that glazed look that men get when they know they will so soon get to put their cock in you. When there is nothing else, no thought of consequences, no other care in the world, except where their cock is going, and they're so thrilled. I shoved some old brooms and shovels over and backed up against the wall. He lifted me and I wrapped my legs around his waist. Only the space for the length of his cock between our hips. I wrapped my arms around his broad neck and looked down to watch his flesh disappear into my body. There was that shock to the senses that always happens. No matter how many men you will ever fuck, there will always be that initial shock of a cock sliding into you. Some alarm goes off deep in your head that a serious invasion has occurred. For about half a second, it's the scariest feeling you could ever experience before you realize it's the most primal, gratifying sensation you will ever know. Some low growl escaped from his throat, and oh, I could have come right then. He didn't even have to move. Just keep making that sound with your cock in me. He moved closer, his chest against mine, and he pulled out so slightly to surge in again. It was my turn for noise, and I closed my eyes and moaned. Oh, fuck me. Ride me so fucking hard. I buried my face in his neck, kissing, sucking, teasing his sweat, moving to his ear to do the same. His hips started moving. He thrust his cock so deep into me. I brought my arms down his back, raking my nails as I went. I grasped his ass and shoved his hips into me over and over. Ugh. Kiss me. He held my hips with one arm as the other one came up to take my face in his hand, then drifting to lightly clutch my neck. His kiss set me on fire. His hips had become a machine between my legs. Oh, God, yes. Don't stop fucking. Oh. He then moved both his arms to take each one of my thighs in his hands, spreading my legs further apart. That's when his concentration kicked in. He looked down to watch his cock pound me. The faster he fucked, the more I could feel the tension build in my stomach and hips, down into my thighs. Every time he hit my clit with his hips, I could feel it get higher and tighter, concentrating itself. And when he hit my cervix, I'd let out a short yell, my arms gripping the top of his broad shoulders. He groaned low in his chest. Ugh. Oh, please come in my pussy, baby. Oh, come, come, deep inside me. Come on. A pounding, deep rhythm now. A total focus and deliberation. I knew the neighbors could have heard me crying out. He was now too. The pressure that had been building broke for us both as he shoved himself as deep as he could and spilled into me. His sweaty body was tight around mine, giving my clit complete contact with his stomach. I could feel it pulsing against him like a tiny heart, throbbing over and over again. my pussy grasping his cock as it pumped semen into my body. Thrust after thrust after thrust. Slowing down, but still deep. Then one last plunge. Nature's way of ensuring not one drop is wasted. My legs hung limp in his arms. I was totally spent and satisfied. For now.